sorry.
Dan, are you guys generally surprised that you're now down 2-0 in the series?
Well, if you asked us at the start of the series, this would be the result. Obviously, we'd be pretty surprised. But you know, I have to give them some credit. They've been playing some two hard games, two 60-minute games, and you know, it seems like when we do make a mistake, they're making us pay for it. And yeah, obviously, we're not happy where we are right now, but all it takes is we need one on for game three there in Columbus, and we're right back in the series.
They seem to kind of taken away your team speed and your forecheck in particular, two of your biggest strengths. What do you have to do to kind of get it back?
I think for parts of the game there, you know, we were kind of skating a little bit, and even if we got to chip it in, the forwards chip it in, we got on the forecheck, you know, had some rim outs, and you know, even when we're in the puck, you know, it's hard when as a D going back when it's rimmed and you can't really make plays, and we just had to find a way to get it behind their D and have a little bit of speed with our team. And you know, we kept the puck in their offensive zone. You know, we had some looks. Obviously, we needed more shots on net, but you know, we had some stretches in the game where we were good, but you know, just not good enough.
Can you draw anything? And I know every series takes on its own personality, but you were down 2-0 to Washington last year and came back and won the next three. Can you draw anything from that?
Oh, I don't know. I think every series is different. You know, I know we talked about it a little bit after the game. You know, obviously we're not very happy with these two games, but you know, it just takes a good solid effort in game three. You know, hopefully get a win and get us right back in this thing.
Dan, you showed some signs of frustration tonight. If you're on the other side, you probably would be loving that. You know, the team you're playing is getting frustrated. Is that alarming to you that it's set in for you tonight?
Like for me?
For you? No, the whole team.
Oh, well, obviously they're well coached, pretty smart group over there. They know the finish checks and us, get us going after the whistle a little bit. And you know, I think at points we were kind of getting goaded into some things, but you know, we're a very experienced group in here. You know, there's no panic. Obviously, we don't like being down two, but you know, got a nice fresh start on the road, and you know, have a nice travel day tomorrow, and get after.
Do you think heading on the road actually could be beneficial, getting away from here, kind of clearing ahead?
Well, it has to be. You know, lose two games at home is not the ideal situation, but like I said, we got a good group in this room, and we did a lot of good things in the regular season, and you know, we know what to do to win, and just got to bring that to game three.
You feel you guys got out of your game a little bit, the way you guys play, and so, I mean, you guys were physical tonight, but that's,
Well, I think they did a really good job of, you know, stopping our speed, clogging the neutral zone up a lot. And that's just that's good play by them. You know, we're trying to get some speed, get pucks deep, but you know, we don't get it behind them. They turn it quick and have some transition. But you know, we'll go back to the drawing board here, watch some video, and figure out what we can do better in game three.
Thanks, Dan.
Thanks, guys.